Hey A1 fans, Andy here. We're going to Cisco Live and we can't wait to see you there. If we see you wearing an A1 or Cables to Cloud shirt at Cisco Live, we'll enter you in our giveaway that includes a bunch of cool prizes like an A1 branded Yeti cup and an OCG of your choice from our friends at Cisco Press. Don't have a shirt? No problem. Head to the link in our bio and grab yours today. See you soon.
This is the Art of Network Engineering podcast. In this podcast, we'll explore tools, technologies, and talented people. We aim to bring you information that will expand your skill sets and toolbox and share the stories of fellow network engineers.
Sit back, relax, and take a deep breath. Listen to the sounds of my voice. When I count to three, you'll fall into a deep, deep trance. Ready? One, deeper and deeper. Two, deeper still. And three, all the way down. Feel the overwhelming sensation of successful downtimes wash over your body. Your mind has become a sponge. Each page of the OCG magically implants itself permanently into your mind's eye. Every diagram becomes etched into your mind like the face of a loved one. As you take a deep breath, you can smell the gentle aroma of purified data center air filling your nose. It reminds you of a chilly fall afternoon. The sounds of the fans swirling around you bring you a sense of calm that you've only dreamed of. From now on, all your downtime nerves will be removed from your mind. Your fears of studying will transform into excitement and joy. And when I snap my fingers, you'll awake, refreshed, relaxed, and ready for another episode of The Art of Network Engineering.
Yes.
Oh
my. I could just feel the cold air wash over me. I wasn't in the hot aisle, thankfully. I try to stay out of there. Thank you, Tim. He is Tim Bertino at Tim Bertino. I am AJ Murray at No Blinky Blinky. Tim, how are you?
I am excellent, AJ. Thank you to Jordan for writing that, Jim. I had a blast prepping and reading that. That was fun. Thank you. I'm good, AJ. Beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Real well.
I'm excited to announce that I am going to be on my way to come hang out with you here in a few weeks.
Yes.
Very pumped for that.
It can't come soon enough. Every day I wake up, I'm like, is it the 19th yet? Is it the 20th? When's Tim going to be here? I think you're going to meet your biggest fan, and I wish I could say that that was me, but it's probably my wife. She's absolutely your biggest fan. She says that you make the show now, that, you know, my contributions are nigh and Tim's intros are all that she really listens to. And then she, you know, she'll listen to your intro and then she'll just move on to the next episode or next podcast.
They're Jordan's now. But you don't have to tell her that.
No. We'll keep the secret. No, that's good. That's great. Dan, sir, how are you? At Howdy Packet.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, AJ.
What's new in Dan's world?
I've got more weddings.
It is October, yes. Yes.
Yeah. I've got two in the hopper right now that I'm trying to knock out. So
Wow. Yep. That new rig should help you get through that.
It's been helping a lot, actually. So, yeah. It speeds up my process.
Yeah, when we were talking over the weekend and you told us it only took 22 minutes to process an episode, one of our episodes. The last time I did that on my MacBook, I thought that thing was going to take off or melt. I wasn't sure which.
Both. Nice.
But I also think that I was trying to do it in 4K rather than 1080.
I gotcha.
And that hurt it. Because it'll do a 1080, no problem. But the 4K,
right,
crippled.
Hurt it. Put the hurting on it.
It sure did. It really did. Oh, well, time for an upgrade. No, not time for an upgrade. I can't afford that.
You can get one of those, the Mac Pros.
The cheese grater?
Like the like $30,000.
Mm. Nope, I can't.
Seems legit.
I said, nope.
I sure can't. Crazy.
What's new with you, AJ?
Oh, too much. No, things are going well. Having a lot of fun. Looking forward to You know, so it's October right now when we're recording this, but when it befalls your ears, I'm not sure when.
Yeah, I should probably stop talking about time-based things. Not very good at this.
Right. I didn't think about that either. So, so we're just creating some additional content. We want to be able to take a break. Most of our episodes are released just in time. We record every Thursday night. We release the following Wednesday morning. We are recording two times a week for the month of October and part of November and maybe even part of December in an effort to create a cache of episodes that we can just schedule and release throughout the holiday and New Year season. So that way we don't have to be behind the mic as much and we can spend some time with our families and a little R&R. So this episode will be released at some point in the future and hopefully you enjoy it just as much then as we do or will recording it right now. And that sound means it's time to announce the wins for this week. Winning in our community this week is Rich. They passed the SCORE exam and completed their CCNP security. Congratulations, Rich. That's a big one. River pulled off some incredibly challenging work projects this past week and is now taking a very much deserved vacation. Congratulations, River. Big news. I'm really excited to announce this one. Davey87, David Alicia, has recently accepted a new position as a systems architect at Cisco. That is just huge. Congratulations, David. Tech Dev Jorge accepted an offer as an infrastructure engineer and got a huge bump in pay. Congratulations. Robin C. has finished his first term at WGU and practically graduated. Has a few more credits left to go after, but wow, did he get a lot done in that first term. Congratulations, Robin. Kingpin Smitty got married and passed the AWS Certified Cloud Practitioner exam. Congratulations, Kingpin Smitty. Eric passed the JNCIS Service Provider exam. That is a tough exam. I know that. I took it last year. I got the scars to prove it, but that's a tough one. So congratulations, Eric. Well-deserved. And Arthamon passed the Wilderness First Aid exam and is now Wilderness First Aid certified. So first aid works a little bit different if you're out in the woods. So there's a certified training for that, and they completed it. So congratulations. No new Patreons have joined us in the last week, but if you're interested, you can go to patreon.com/artofneteng and sign up there. Now back to the show. All right, gentlemen and ladies, anyone listening, tonight we are kicking it off with Cisco Live. Cisco Live is the kind of premier networking conference event for our industry. If you're not familiar with Cisco Live or you haven't been, buckle up because Tim and I have, and it is probably the most fun you'll have at a work-related event in your career. I don't know. Tim, would you say that about sums it up?
Yeah, it would. And first, I want to say that I've been once, and it turns out that I believe you were there as well. So I probably walked past you once or twice in that week and had no idea, of course, but that was 2017, I think.
I'd rather not know, because if we do confirm that we were somehow like in the same room together at some point, that would just make me real sad. Yeah. Even though I had no idea who you were. Yeah. Or yeah, that we would even work together at some point, right?
So let's talk through it here. So at a high level, it's Cisco's, like you said, Cisco's premier conference, and I'll go as far to say trade show as well, because it's by no means just Cisco. I mean, pretty much any technology vendor you can think of is there with a booth in their big hall that they call the World of Solutions. Mm-hmm. So it's much more than just Cisco. But on the Cisco side, there's in-depth technology chats, breakout sessions. You can schedule time with engineers in different business units. Mm-hmm. And that kind of brings me to my next point, in that when I went, I was not prepared to go. I found out that I could go like somewhat close to when it actually was. Mm-hmm. So I kind of had a hard time finding things to schedule. Like, I really wanted to talk to an engineer from a business unit about certain things, but all the time slots were filled by that time. So there are tons of advice and information out on CiscoLive.com. When it gets closer, if you're going to register, lots of people have advice on how to prepare and how to go through it. Definitely wear comfortable shoes is what I will say. But yeah, yes. It was a really cool experience, and I can't wait to go back because I will take the time to prepare, because it was just, I think overwhelming is probably the right word. I mean, it was a blast. It was cool, but I definitely wasn't ready, and it was overwhelming, and I will be better prepared next time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have been to 3 Cisco Lives. My first one was 2017. And then I went every year after that, 2018, 2019. 2019 was the last in-person one, of course. I did attend the virtual 2020 Cisco Live. I did not attend the 2021 virtual Cisco Live because I was, I think, deployed the week that in my line of work at a customer site the week of. I was not deployed in the military. I'm not in the military. I would never take that honor away from somebody else or try to pretend that I was. So let me just get that clear. And so I didn't attend the virtual Cisco Live this year. I love Cisco Live because the event is so well done. I mean, they've been doing it for close to 30 years. Before it was known as Cisco Live, it was Cisco Networkers. And it was like the premier networking event where you could come together and talk to other people in the industry. And I think that's the biggest takeaway for anybody that goes. Like, you can show up and talk to other people in your field. If you work in healthcare, you can meet other people that work in healthcare. If you work for an ISP, you can meet other people that work at ISPs, and you can learn from them, bounce stuff off of them. Like, hey, I have this problem. I think you have this problem too. Oh yeah, I totally have that problem, and here's how I dealt with it. And that is so big to learn from those, because you don't really have an opportunity to do that in other ways. So, you know, as Tim said, there's tons of sessions on any given technology. Like, and what I like about Cisco Live is that they don't just focus on the new stuff that's coming out. Like, you can still go to Cisco Live and attend a deep dive session on EIGRP or OSPF or troubleshooting OSPF or something like that, right? Like, they don't just focus on the new hotness, whatever's coming out that year. They have sessions across the board on all sorts of stuff. Now, of course, they do have sessions on the new hotness. So if you want to get an intro to DNA Center or talk about SD-WAN or I really do like a lot of the sessions they have on deployment. Like, they'll actually show you how to set up a lab if you want to learn how to do stuff, and they'll walk you through the process. That's all these sessions are recorded, and they are made available for your consumption online afterwards. In fact, you can go to CiscoLive.com and look at all of their past sessions on demand for free. All you need is a Cisco CCO account, and you can log in and take a look at those, and they're absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I've watched quite a few of those.
Yeah.
When I was trying to learn about, you know, different things.
Yep.
I think that just having that resource is really awesome, because those are like deep dives, right? Like,
yeah.
It's not just here's SD-WAN. It's like, how do each piece work kind of thing.
Right.
I will say some of the best practice documentation I have found has been from Cisco Live sessions. And what's great about it is when they record them, you get the session that you can view, and they also have the complete slide deck, so you can save it if you want to reference it later. It's all there. From the community, Tim Mack, he has presented multiple Cisco Lives. He's got an excellent one that he did in Barcelona at the beginning of 2020 on multicast, and it's incredible. So hopefully, if we are in person in 2022, I would love, assuming he does a chat, I would love to sit in on one of his.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Yeah.
Do they allow you to bring like your camera and stuff?
I think so. I mean, I was taking pictures off my iPhone the whole week.
Yeah. It's a good question. Your production crew, Dan, you'll just blend right in. You just got to walk in like you own the place, man.
Yeah.
So, I guess let's go through the course of the week at Cisco Live. So, there are certain sessions that you can pay additional monies to attend, they usually have like top notch speakers on very specific topics. But you know, if they apply to you, you can buy the sessions, and those usually happen the weekend prior to the conference starting. The conference typically starts on a Monday, and that's when you know, the first big keynotes are. That's when the biggest announcements for the week come out, because there's typically sessions, like if they're announcing a new product or a new version of a product with a lot of new features, then the subsequent sessions to follow will add additional details and stuff about that. So biggest keynotes always happen on that Monday. The full conference pass also comes with a free opportunity to take an exam, any Cisco exam you want. I don't think that there are any limitations to that. There might be. Obviously, the only thing you can't do at Cisco Live is the CCIE lab.
And you have to,
as Jordan just commented,
you have to do it there, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So it, you can go register for an exam through Pearson that week for free. But if you don't have a conference pass and you can't get into the conference site, then you're not going to be able to go take your free exam.
Oh, so you schedule it through Pearson? You don't actually
Schedule it through Pearson just like you would any other Cisco exam. And they have a Pearson test center on site, depending on where you are, which venue. So Cisco rotates to three locations. They go to Vegas, Orlando, and San Diego. And then they just keep rotating through those three locations over and over again, at least for the U.S. Cisco Live. They have Cisco Lives in other parts of the world, and they have those at specific venues as well. So the next Cisco Live is scheduled right now to be June 12th through the 16th in Las Vegas. So obviously the big caveat to that is, are we still going to be looking at an in-person event next year? You know, it was canceled in 2020. We were really hoping to be back in person this year in 2021. Obviously, that didn't happen. And so, fingers crossed, we're back in person next year, 2022. If there's a Cisco Live event in January, if that happens, then there's a pretty good chance we can expect to see the June event happen and actually be in person in Las Vegas. So they rent
so
out.
Much.
What's that?
I said, I am hoping so
much. Oh, I know, right?
I want to go so bad. I've never been. So, and I think my first experience being with you guys would just be like absolutely awesome. That'd be a dream come true right there.
Right. So, Las Vegas, Tim, it was Las Vegas in 17, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought. So, Las Vegas is a large campus, right? Because they rent out blocks of Las Vegas. Like they have the MGM Grand rented out. They have some other parts of the strip were rented out as well. I remember the Pearson Test Center was in the MGM. And so you had to walk.
I believe the main event center and where like the World of Solutions was, I believe that was at Mandalay Bay.
Yes.
And then it also was at MGM, which where you said the test center was, and I thought there was one more. Maybe it was just those two, but yeah, and that's another reason to be prepared too, because I had a session scheduled for like Monday or Tuesday morning, and I was in one part and had to get over to MGM, and yeah, it's either walking or getting an Uber or something. So it's massive. It's not just like one small hotel venue. This is a big deal.
Right, right.
I'm getting overwhelmed just listening to it.
And again, I'll echo, they have tons of resources and like community pages that you can jump on. They do their own app. It's usually its own standalone Cisco Live app. I don't know if they're looking to integrate it into WebEx or anything like that, but you can ask people questions. Hey, what do you think of this? When should I register for this or try to get into this? That kind of thing. And people will help you out. So yeah, there's tons of avenues to get advice.
Absolutely. So we got keynotes, the big keynote the first day, more keynotes, and usually they get technology specific depending on what the announcements are. So I believe they've done like a collab keynote. They've done like an enterprise networking keynote and like a security keynote or whatever. So it really depends on what the technology announcements are that week and the follow-up from that. Wednesday is the customer appreciation event. And I would say that any major conference you go to in the industry, whether it's Cisco Live or VMware or Dell Technology, whatever, there's always a customer appreciation event at some point during the event, usually midweek. And in the past, I've been to Las Vegas Motor Speedway for VMworld, where they actually let us get in a car and ride around the speedway. And then later on that night, they had a big concert that was really cool. That I know they rented out the T-Mobile Arena for Cisco Live. And I'm trying to remember who played that year in 2017. Vegas.
Bruno Mars.
That's right.
That was at that center, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, so Taylor and I were there that year.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's funny. And then Thursday, I think, is kind of like the last day of the conference. They usually have a wrap-up keynote, and they always have like a special guest or somebody come in. And they've had some really cool guests come into the event. And then Friday, I think, is considered like a down day or travel day. And they don't typically do.
That's
like
the A1 party day, right?
A1 move out day. Yeah.
And also keep an eye out if you go there for all the different communities that are there. Mm. If you listen to our earlier episode with Tom Hollingsworth, there will be a Tom's Corner somewhere. It's gotten more popular, I think there's probably some more even sponsored signage, so you'll be able to find them. And if you ever just need a break in between sessions and need to relax, there's always tons of stuff they have in the world of solutions. They have refreshments and that kind of thing. And there's always somewhere to go if you just need to get away, because again, there's so much going on. It's such a cool time.
So what's in World of Solutions? Like what is it, vendors booths and stuff like that or what?
Yeah. Great question, Dan. That's exactly what it is. So it's just a huge room. And I think depending on how many they get, there's actually multiple rooms, or they have rooms that go around corners and that kind of thing. And yeah, it's all vendors. They have their booths set up, and some of these companies go all out with the people they bring in. And I think it was Infoblox in 2017 that had a magician at their booth.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. It's
that's awesome.
It's nuts. It's such a fun time.
Now you see the packets. Now you
don't. Yeah. I mean, like any other large conference, right? Like you couldn't do it without sponsors. And so the World of Solutions is the sponsors that help pay to make Cisco Live possible. And they have hundreds of sponsors come in there, and depending on the level of sponsor you are, will determine how big of an area you get on the floor. Right. So they have some sponsors that have these massive areas. They have, you know, they want to pull you in. So they're going to do stuff like magicians, or one of them had like a basketball court, and you could like shoot ball with a basketball star. So like when the guy was there, like everybody was like crowded around this thing, like, you know, trying to watch stuff. It's pretty crazy what they bring in. And then like there'll be opportunities to win things. They're like tons and tons of swag. Like my wife hates it when I come home from these things because I have like backpacks full of extra shit. Like, and most of it I give to my kids. Some of it I bring to the office, and then the rest of it goes in the trash. But
yeah, I think my wife's going to divorce me if I bring home another coffee mug.
Yeah. If I bring home another Yeti, that's it. That's the end of it. Every time I bring home one now, she says that I have to throw another one out to make room in the cupboard for it.
It's like the purge.
And here in the chat here, Traffic Network's asking, do you bring an extra swag suitcase? And I have known people that do just that.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
They will pack. They'll bring a large suitcase that has their clothes and like a carry-on inside the suitcase, and then you can take out the carry-on, put your clothes in there, and then put all your swag in the checked bag.
Ship it home.
And I think in the World of Solutions too, they had like a lab area of just a whole bunch of computers, and you could basically just schedule lab time, and there were a bunch of different scenarios you could go through. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. And I also remember in 2017, that's when, probably not exactly, but that's kind of around the time that Cisco DevNet was kind of starting to debut. So that was starting to get big. So I think that's going to be
an
even
DevNet
bigger
area.
Part of it this time
it
around.
Is, for sure. Yeah. DevNet, crazy. I think, started in like 2014, 15 or 16. And so it was just starting to get really hot then. And they have like a whole section that's dedicated to DevNet, and they have different workshops. So like, if you want to learn the Meraki API, you can participate in the workshop. If you want to learn the DNA Center API or Python automation or something like that, they have all these different workshops depending on what you're trying to learn or do. And then what else? Oh, I remember to open the World of Solutions, it was like bars at every intersection.
Really?
Yeah. Like that.
This place is it's a magical world. Yeah.
they're constantly all day long bringing stuff in and out. And to AJ's point at the beginning, they've got this thing figured out. I mean, everything's timed. They've got food, drink, stuff coming in throughout the day. Yeah. There's never a dull moment.
Right.
Oh my gosh. So for those that are listening that might not have been to a conference of any sort, right? A tech conference. A lot of times when you have these vendors that have their booths in there, they have people there in the booth that is willing to show demos of their products and whatnot. So you kind of get to see the ins and outs of what their product does and whatnot. But just, I'm assuming the World of Solutions, those vendors are doing the same thing. They probably have TVs everywhere and showing demos of their products.
Yep. And depending on what they are and what they sell, they like for example, Dell. Dell is a sponsor. They're also a competitor, but they also sponsor. They just don't bring their competing products. And they'll bring in whole racks of servers. And you can look at the servers, touch the servers. I don't think that they'll power on, but they have pretty LED lights in the rack that make them look really cool. But you can get an idea of what these look like. And I think they have like whole sections of endpoints. So if you're doing like, you know, virtualization of any kind, you can look at the lightweight endpoints for the virtualized desktops and whatnot. And,
okay.
Yeah.
And they're just showing that off.
They're basically just showing it off. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yep. So let me ask this. Can a person in one trip actually see all of that stuff? Or is it like you have to take Cisco Live a couple of years at a time kind of thing where you get my question? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
So, go ahead, Tim.
So from like the World of Solutions and seeing all the vendors and everything, you can definitely sweep through that in the few days. It's what I think you need to pay attention to are ahead of time are the sessions that you want to see and the things that are really time sensitive, like scheduling time to talk with a business unit engineer. If you have a project coming up or something that you want to implement and you want to talk to that business unit level engineer, you'll want to make sure you plan for that. And again, the sessions that you want to see live, but again, like we touched on earlier, don't fret because all of it's recorded. You can get all the session material afterwards. It's really, you just kind of want to pay attention to the stuff that you really want to see live. And again, that goes back to just preparing ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can go to the website now, ciscolive.com, and you can look at the save the date for the U.S. version of it, and you can sign up to be notified when you can register. Registration should start sometime after the new year, maybe even around March. And shortly after that, they'll open up sessions. And there's two windows. So if you're somebody that has attended 3 out of 5 years of Cisco Live, you earn what's called NetVet status.
Oh, you fancy.
Yes, it is fancy. And if you have NetVet status, there's a couple of things that you get. You get a different colored lanyard to go on your badge, so you stand out. It's usually red or orange in color. You also get an opportunity to meet with Chuck Robbins or whoever the standing CEO is of Cisco at that time. And you'll go into where they do the keynotes. You'll sit around the stage, and you'll get to hang out with Chuck for a little bit.
Okay.
And then you also get early access to register for sessions. And I think they give NetVets like a full week or two to register for sessions ahead of the general population, right? So if you're your average Joe registering for the first time.
Gin pops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've heard they do. I think Jordan thinks that might not be correct, and that may be true. I don't know. I thought that NetVets got a chance to meet with Chuck. IEs do for sure. So maybe that's what I was confusing, because I know a number of IEs that are also NetVets, and they were posting pictures and selfies with Chuck. So maybe it was an IE meet and greet, not a NetVet meet and greet. So don't take what I say as fact. As usual.
So you've decided that you want to go. Walk us through that, AJ. You know that you need to get signed up early so you can get the sessions you want. You can book the hotel somewhat close to the main venue that you want.
Right.
You want to do all that. Right. If I'm somebody who's never gone before and looks at, because there's different options, but you know, the base pass looks at that and goes, that might be a little steep. Can I get work to pay for that? What are the options? What have you seen people do to get there?
Yeah. So to get there, it's going to take a chunk of change. Registration for a standard conference pass, even if you register early, is going to run you between $1,500 and $1,700. The earlier you register, the bigger the discount. And it's not like a small discount. I'm not talking about $25 off. Like, you could get $200 off the earlier you register. So if you register as soon as registration opens, you're going to get the best price. You can also pay. Jordan commented, yeah, you can pay with learning credits. So if you're a company that has acquired some learning credits over there, you can use your learning credits to cash in and go to Cisco Live. I think you can also earn learning credits to go to Cisco Live. And with the new way they've done the certifications, I think attending Cisco Live in certain sessions at Cisco Live, you can earn credit, CE credits, continuing education credits, in order to renew your certifications. And that's true, not just of the IE, that's true for the NP and even the NA. I think you can earn continuing education credits to renew your certs of any kind. So you definitely need to build a business case, right? Like, you need to understand all the costs. So you're going to have the registration fee. You're going to have your air travel, assuming you don't live in Las Vegas, or travel or road travel if you live close enough, right? Hotels. There are good hotel deals if you can register early. You can stay at certain hotels for relatively cheap if you register your hotel as part of your conference registration. I will say that if you are fortunate enough to send multiple people from where you work, I would strongly urge you to consider the Airbnb option. So
that's going to be the A1 option right there. Yeah.
In 2018, I attended Cisco Live and I brought two other coworkers, my sysadmin and Taylor, he was another admin. So it was the three of us. We went to Cisco Live together and we got an Airbnb. We rented a car, and those two were cheaper than renting or getting a hotel for the week that was tied to the conference. Airbnb.
That's what we need to do. We need to find like a 16-person house. And whoever wants to chip in.
And then, of course, there's like all your meals and entertainment and stuff for the week. Like, there's plenty to do at the conference, but, you know, there's it's also Las Vegas, right? So there's plenty of stuff to do, throughout the week. And there's lots of sponsored events that you can attend, so you can get free food, or, you know, you want to try to plan, plan your week. But it's definitely going to be a bit of an expense. So if you're budgeting for next year, you want to put that in the budget for next year and make sure there's something in the budget for it. But you definitely need to build a business.
I will say also, I'm assuming that's still going to be an option. Now, I'll say first that a lot of the benefit of Cisco Live is being able to sit in on those sessions and see all those live. But they at least used to have an option. I think it was called like the Explorer's Pass or something that was actually relatively cheap, like $300 or $400. Yeah. And that was to get you into the world of solutions for the week.
And I think you can still meet people.
What's that?
I think it also got you into the customer appreciation event too.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right. So, I mean, you still get a lot of value there. You can still meet up with everybody. You can still hang out in the world of solutions and do all that. And that's, you know, much less significant a price. And then you'd still obviously have access to all the content on CiscoLive.com afterwards.
Right.
So there are options.
There's definitely options. I will say, too, on the more expensive end, if you're a leader, there is an IT management track, and the IT management track is very cool. My first Cisco Live, I was an IT manager and I sold my boss on the IT management track, and you got to have meetings with and basically sessions that you were taught by leaders at Cisco, IT leaders, HR leaders, like leaders of all kinds. And they brought in some very cool guest speakers to come in and talk. And I think one of the more kind of inspirational things that happened to me while I was there is Chuck Robbins came in and he was talking to the customers and the people in the IT management track. And some of them started to voice their opinions. Like he asked, right? Like he's just like, you know, my goal here is we really want to make Cisco better. What can we do? And he's just, and a lot of people started to speak up, like, you know, tech support's gone, you know, south. Like we really need to step up the support. I'm having a lot of issues with my routers. And he started handing out his personal business card. He's like, I want to make sure that this gets fixed. And he was walking around the room handing out his business card to these people. And I think he was serious about working directly with them and making sure they were satisfied.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
So how was that experience, the management track?
It was incredible. It was so much fun. I will say that that was also kind of the point where I realized, like, I think I like the tech part a little bit better, because I would meet up with Taylor throughout the day and he would tell me about all these cool tech tracks that he was doing. And then I would go back to my management track. the management track for the most part is in like one part of the facility where, you know, so you're not really getting to see the campus and go out and do other things. You know, I could skip some of my sessions, and I did skip some of my sessions because I didn't feel like they're super applicable to what I was doing at the time. And then I did bounce into some. I remember that was my first exposure to VXLAN. I sat in on a VXLAN session and they kind of described how all that works. And I was like, whoa, that's cool.
Okay.
So yeah, no, it's definitely worth it. I looking back on it, I don't know that I would recommend the IT track for your first Cisco Live experience. Just because you do end up in one part of the facility for so long, you don't really get to see a lot of the campus or experience what is like really Cisco Live. So, you know, maybe for the first time, do either the standard pass or the Explorer pass.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah.
So which one are we doing?
Whatever we can get, whatever is going to get us there. Honestly, if you can get work to sponsor a pass or whether it's the full or the world of solutions, I think whatever we got to do to get there. So, we'll talk about that in a minute. You got to get approval from the boss. And I think the big selling points are, you know, networking with others in the industry and learning from them what they do, how they handle with given issues, right, that you're facing. And then kind of like, you know, what's coming? What skills do I need to have? Those are the kind of things you're going to learn. You're going to see like what's coming for the future. What do I need to know to handle this stuff? Having this information will help you make better investments in the network infrastructure as that stuff pops up. So it's just a great event all around. And then there's the opportunities to do the technical deep dives. There's opportunities to spend time with tech engineers. There's just opportunities abound, as they would say.
And there's always announcements, right? They usually save some big announcements for Cisco Live to throw out there to the public. So to be able to catch some of that firsthand, if that might be valuable to you. But again, yeah, if you're having issues with certain things, being able to get in front of not just Cisco engineers, but other people, either in the same industry as you or similar industries that just have the same products, that's helpful too. And if you've got big projects coming up and you want some advice on how to implement, how other people are doing it, that there's just a lot of valuable conversations that can happen there.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a lot of value right there, honestly, because some of the smaller conferences that I've been to, like, Cisco has their, what do they call it? Cisco Connect, which are kind of like their more local ones. Those have been beneficial to me whenever I've been working on a project or a new product or something like that. And I can talk to the people in other companies that might be in different verticals, right? But they're using this product a certain way. And it's like, oh, okay. So you can use, you know, XYZ product in that way. And it's like, I don't know. It's just nice hearing about any issues that they ran into during the implementation. Like they are like, you know, hey, we struggled with this one section. Don't do this. Like something like that. It's so nice to be able to collaborate with other people, see how they're using these products and improve the way you're using them, you know? Right. So
Jordan just mentioned, and I couldn't talk about Cisco Live and not mention this too. The social media engagement from Cisco Live is unlike any other conference in our industry. I'll say, like, they get an army of people to operate the Cisco Live Twitter account, and there is so much engagement from them as far as, you know, getting people to talk about what's going on. And as a result, like, you can be anywhere on the Cisco Live campus, and as long as you're following the hashtag Cisco, it's Cisco Live now, not CLUS. It used to be CLUS. But you can follow that hashtag, and you can feel like you're a part of anything going on across the entire campus that is Cisco Live. And during the keynotes, that's when it's really fun to engage in the conversation on Twitter as the announcements are coming out live. Like, I will sit in the audience with my iPad and my smartphone, and I'm just creating tweets on both devices. So I'm hitting send on one, going back to the next device to write the next one, hit send, go back to the next. And it's just really crazy to be a part of that.
Because I think last year you got like second. I took a screenshot. I think you were at like second place or something like that on one of their.
During the virtual things. Cisco Live, I was in second place for that week. And then just during previous Cisco Lives, a lot of my tweets have been featured in stuff that is said like during the announcements and stuff like that, which has just been super fun and cool. And they also have a lot of contests. If you're a blogger, content creator, they look for content that people are creating about Cisco Live, you know, whether it's recommendations or just sharing the experience that they've had. And then, you know, your level of engagement on social media will also help you win some fun prizes. And I've won some pretty cool stuff. I got an Apple TV out of it one year. I got really cool coffee mug. I forget what they call them now, but it comes with like the heated tray and it always keeps your coffee perfectly hot at a certain temperature. That was pretty fun.
Fancy one.
I did win in 2019. I did win a blogger pass to come back in 2020, a free full pass, a blogger pass.
Oh, cool.
Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to use it yet. I hope it's still valid. I got to check with the Cisco Live team, but, I was also featured, they asked me to talk about my Cisco Live experience. And so somewhere out there on the internet, there's a video of me talking about it in San Diego. So that was pretty neat. There's just tons and tons of cool stuff, and the engagement is really, I think, what makes the event.
Yeah. I think a highlight of it for me the next time around is honestly going to be, and this is going to sound corny, but it's honestly going to be the people. So back in 2017, I mean, believe it or not, I was more awkward than I am now. And I wasn't really active on any social medias from a IT technology networking standpoint. So I went by myself. I knew a few people, but not a whole lot. So I just didn't have a whole lot of people engagement. Now I've got all you guys, everybody from our awesome community, a lot of people at Cisco that we all know now. It's just, it's really exciting to think about.
Yeah.
I'm definitely pumped for that part.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole social media center, right? Like, so at the beginning of the conference and the end of the conference, they do a tweet up. So everybody that engages on Twitter comes to this event and they take these massive crowd shots of everybody. And that's really where you get a chance to meet a lot of these people from the community. That was where I met Tom Hollingsworth. They had already asked me to come to a networking field day later that year. And so we were crowding around to take the tweet up picture. And I looked next to me, I'm like, "Oh, you're Tom." We shook hands and I introduced myself yeah, I've met a lot of other people, and it's really fun because you're engaging on Twitter, you're meeting these people, and then you like that's when you get to meet in person for the first time, and that's usually where Tom's Corner is in the social media area, and it's a ton of fun, and they always have cool stuff to do. I remember one year in San Diego, you could build your own Lego minifig.
What?
So that's Lego AJ.
Lego AJ.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, they have some really cool stuff.
I think I was going through CCNA material at the time, and I'm pretty sure I had my book with me. And then I see 10 feet in front of me walk by was Wendell Odom. I mean, the guy that wrote the book.
Nice.
It's crazy to see that kind of stuff and to think about that.
Yeah.
It's like the rock stars in our world. It's just way
too
crazy.
I got to take a picture with D-Cloud Steve. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. He was kind of the face of Cisco's D-Cloud for a while. I mean, getting to meet him, he was super nice. It was cool taking pictures. It's just such a fun time.
Yeah, for sure.
So Jordan brought up something. He said they have a merch store. I feel like this is going to get expensive really quick.
Yeah, it will. It's
the
huge.
Cisco store. You ever been to the Cisco store online? They bring that to Cisco Live.
Oh my gosh. There's just so much stuff.
And then they do book signing days. So the authors of the Cisco Press books will get together at the store. You can either go buy a book or bring your book and have the author there sign it, take a picture with them. It's really cool.
Hmm. Okay. Jordan said you get a duffel bag if you buy enough stuff.
I have a couple of duffel bags. I'm ashamed to admit.
Oh my gosh, AJ.
wait, hold on. How many Lego AJs did you get?
Yeah,
just one. Those were free. Okay. I didn't need
a whole
to
duffel bag full. All right.
Yep. He's got a Lego
scooping Lego
city
minifigs
in
into the back. It's a Lego army.
It's too funny.
Yeah, no, all true. It's all good stuff. Yeah, just about anything that you can buy in the Cisco store online, you can buy in the on-prem store there. They sometimes offer some Cisco Live extras, you know, only available there at the event. The 2017 event, was it the 2017 event? No, it was Orlando. Orlando was the first time I passed a Cisco exam. I took the full CCNA at 2017. And oddly enough, so Taylor and I both took this to full CCNA in 2017 in Las Vegas, and we got the same score. We didn't pass, but we got the same score.
Got the same score, huh?
Yeah.
Were y'all cheating?
No, we weren't sitting next to each other.
I'm joking.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. Good stuff for sure. They have tour buses that operate around the city. The tour buses will stop at each hotel along the way and bring you to and from. So transportation, if you plan it right, can be included. However, if you choose to stay at a hotel that's not on the route, you either have to get yourself to the venue or get yourself to, on the route to get picked up by the bus, which you know, might be easy, might not be, not sure, depending on where you are. Las Vegas, everything is pretty close. So if you're not at a hotel that has the tour bus bringing you, like, stuff's pretty walkable, I would say, again, depending on where you're staying.
Yeah. I stayed like two or three hotels away from Mandalay, and I could walk all the way to Mandalay inside. Walking through three, but just with how Vegas is set up, walking through essentially three different hotels, and I never had to step outside into the 97 degree heat.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Sure.
And another thing to add too is if you are a company that works with one or multiple value added resellers, there's a good chance that they're going to have people down there and you can meet up with them and that kind of thing too. If you don't know, even if you don't know anybody there, you're probably going to know somebody there.
Right. Absolutely. I've had, when I was a customer, I've had my partner attend conferences with me, and wow.
Took good care of you.
That's all I'll say about that.
You ain't right, AJ.
I know. The next thing I would say is planning. And to anybody who's attending for the first time, it can be absolutely overwhelming to look at all of the different options available to you for sessions and things to go and do. When you're planning your sessions, leave yourself some time. Do not schedule back-to-back sessions, because chances are they aren't in the same location. The campus can be sprawling. It will take some time to get from one end to the other. And it is very overwhelming, especially for a first-time visitor. You're in a sea of people. There's a lot going on. It's loud. You're in Las Vegas, and by design, they don't want you to, be able to know what time of day it is, right? Like, they want you to go into the hotels, get lost in there, and not see daylight for a while, and they want you to just kind of, like, spend money. So it can be very overwhelming. Give yourself breaks. make sure you build in time to go get lunch. They offer breakfast at the venue. Sometimes they offer dinner at the venue. Make sure you're taking that time. You may have to work. And so make sure you're giving yourself time to get out of the venue or get to a space in the venue that's quiet enough to allow you to work, attend that meeting, do whatever it is that you need to do to make sure that you can keep up with your job while you're gone. Because I'm sure it's very difficult to leave your job for an entire week and not have to check in or do something, right? Like the reality is you're probably going to have to work a little bit while you're there.
So I have a question, AJ. If let's say you scheduled, you know, the sessions that you wanted to go to, mm-hmm. and you change your mind day of, can you go to the other session, or are you not allowed to switch up your sessions?
You can do that. I would say it's based on availability. If you okay. register, they're going to hold a spot for you. And at a certain point after the session starts, if you don't show up, they're going to let people queue outside the session. And if there's space available, seats available, they will scan your tag and let you go in, even if you didn't register for the session. So there are just super popular sessions that are going to fill up, max out, and probably be maxed out for the duration of the session. So I would definitely closely look at the technologies and sessions that you want to be a part of and not bank on the fact that you're going to be able to make a last minute change like that. I'm not okay. saying it's impossible. It's absolutely possible. I've done it. I've walked into a number of sessions myself, but there's definitely been long lines, wait times, and then some, it's just you're not getting in because of either who's presenting or the topic, right?
How long, like an average, are these sessions? Are they like hour-long sessions, two-hour-long sessions? Like
I've seen hour, hour and a half, and I think some of them can be up to 2 hours.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Yep, but they're worth it. They're really worth it. Tim, when you attended in 2017, what was the favorite session that you attended?
Ooh, favorite session. I would say the things that were coming out around, because that, I think that's when the Cat 9Ks were announced. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of buzz around that. And we were doing some stuff at work with new facilities and that kind of thing. So I was really interested to see the information about that. Favorite session. I was also starting to get into BGP, and I got to sit in a BGP session delivered by Denise Fishburne. Fish. That was incredible. So yeah, that was probably the session capstone for me for 2017.
For sure. Yeah, that was definitely the year that they announced intent-based networking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that was kind of like the first we heard about the Cat 9Ks. Not all the 9Ks were out at that point. I think they just had like the 9200, the 9300, maybe the 9400, but I don't think the 9500 was out, and the 9606 definitely wasn't out yet. And then I think that was also kind of the initial release of maybe DNA Center.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Like the very, very early announcements of it.
And tons of ACI. I mean, that was getting big around that time. It wasn't new, but it was getting big around that time as well.
Yep, for sure. For sure. So yeah, scheduling, definitely, leave yourself some time. You do a lot of walking, so good walking shoes and pack light. If you normally huck around a backpack with a laptop in it and other bunch of other stuff, I would seriously reconsider that load, because you're going to be carrying that from your hotel to, you know, the venue, around the venue all day long, and then, you know, back to your hotel, and that could be a lot of weight on your back. Finally, after 3 years in 2019, I had a lightweight backpack with my iPad and a bottle of water.
Yeah.
And a charging brick, like a battery pack, so I could recharge my stuff. And that's it. I got it to where I could VPN in and our remote desktop into a server at work from my iPad if I absolutely needed to. Most everything else I could do from an app on my iPad, so that way I didn't have to carry my bulky work laptop and everything else that went with it. So yeah.
So who's going to help me carry camera gear?
Andy, because he's not here. I'm nominating.
Volunteer.
Voluntold. And I guess that's a good segue. While we don't have definitive plans yet, and of course we don't know for a fact that we're going to be in person at Cisco Live, all things being equal, assuming that we will be, we are going to make every attempt possible to get all of us here at the Art of Network Engineering to Cisco Live in 2022. The idea is to have a big gathering of fans. We would love to an opportunity to do a meet and greet. Depending on how things are going with the podcast, come Cisco Live. Maybe we'll talk to Cisco Live about, you know, getting a room and doing some recording or something like that. I know they do have the Cisco Champions does have a podcast recording booth. And so we might be able to do some content creation in there with the Cisco Champion team. But we absolutely plan on being at Cisco Live in 2022. And another thing that we really want to do is hopefully we can do some fundraising, get some sponsors. We want to get other people like you, our listeners, to Cisco Live as well. So, you know, if we can get a couple of people there on an Explorer Pass or maybe, you know, one or two full passes, we are hoping to be able to provide that opportunity to a couple of lucky people. So I definitely want to keep an ear out for that. And you know, we're going to do everything we can here in the background to make that a reality for some folks. Are you guys excited for Cisco Live? I know I am.
I'm pumped, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm nervous.
hopefully the world can stop being sick and we can get out and meet each other.
Right. Exactly. Well, let's put a bow on this one. Cisco Live US coming up June 12th through the 16th, 2022. You can definitely look for more content to come out. We'll probably do another episode dedicated to, you know, how to prepare for your first Cisco Live and get some more tips and tricks from myself, Tim, and I think we'll engage the community as well to put together a full, maybe a top 10 or something like that on, you know, what people might recommend to prepare for your first one. As we develop more plans on actually getting there and having a presence at Cisco Live, we will keep you all posted to that as well. Tim, any last minute thoughts on attending Cisco Live?
If you can get there, get there. I can't wait to meet you.
Dan?
I'm just excited to see everybody, so I can't wait. I'm going to be overwhelmed because it's going to be my first one, but I really am looking forward to meeting everybody there. So
yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be so much fun. I hope we fill up a room with a bunch of A1 fans and people from the Discord community. It's all about the journey and just finally get a chance to hug it out, congratulate each other for the winning and, you know, pat each other on the back for all the fails and just continue to encourage each other like we do in the Discord, but in person.
I'll tell you what, like one thing I was just thinking about is if we roll up in there and there's people with like A1 shirts on and stuff, it's just going to be a surreal moment for me. Right.
Yeah.
Because
I
know like we fans share, you know, like they're when they go take their tests and they have A1 shirts on and stuff. And that blows my mind. And you just see that, you know, digitally, but it, when we're in person and we see people, it's just, it's going to blow my mind. So. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Tim Ross cardboard heads.
Let's do it.
That'd be awesome.
Oh man. That's gonna
be
great.
See that walking through the crowd?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I will have made it at that point in my life.
We're going to have to find Tim a Bob Ross wig.
Yeah.
It sounds like Tim may have already found a Bob Ross wig.
One may or may not have gotten delivered an hour ago. So.
Yes.
All right. Look for
Halloween's
Tim Ross
coming,
at Cisco
fellas.
Live.
Halloween is coming.
Oh man.
Yeah. Right. I hope Anonymous is there with all their shirts and coffee mugs. And yeah. So awesome. Someone needs to wear like a hashtag Anonymous shirt or something.
Right.
Yeah. That's
excellent.
Too funny.
Well, I think that's going to do it for us in Cisco Live. We will hopefully see you at Cisco Live next year. But for now, I'm AJ signing off. Thank you. And join us next week for another episode of The Art of Network Engineering.
Take care now.
Hey everyone, this is AJ. If you like what you heard today, then make sure you subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcatcher. Smash that bell icon to get notified of all of our future episodes. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at Art of Net Eng. That's Art of NETENG. You can also find us on the web at artofnetworkengineering.com, where we post all of our show notes. You can read blog articles from the co-hosts and guests, and also a lot more news and info from the networking world. Thanks for listening.